Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In college football, an injunction has been granted by a Louisiana judge, paving the way for NCAA and SEC eligibility for more than 40 athletes, including potential LSU transfers Daquan Wright and Xavier Harris. On Thursday, the SEC filed a lawsuit against LSU for attempting to recruit professional athletes to play football. LSU has until Friday to finalize their roster. In college football on Thursday, number 21 Utah crushed Idaho 66-14. 25th ranked Missouri rolled past Arkansas Pine Bluff 54-14. UMass, though, had the massive upset over Rutgers, coming out on top 37-21. In baseball, the Dodgers avoid the sweep, beating St. Louis 3-2. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his 39th home run of the season as the Cubs topped the Brewers 2-1, while the Red Sox held on 6-5 against the Orioles.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having a huge sale now through Labor Day Monday, September 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $16.99 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $3.99. And don't miss the hot dogs and hamburgers on Labor Day. Ricky's open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com. 55 years savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, September 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Labor Day celebrations in North San Luis Obispo County this weekend. Containment on Plaskett Fire grows to 20%. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Labor Day events start this weekend across San Luis Obispo County. In Paso Robles, the sensorial art installation at Highway 46-4380 will feature special activities this weekend. A bounce house and bubbles for kids will be featured alongside music every night. On Saturday, Sensorial will offer complimentary wine tasting and a caricature artist. Art in the Park is returning to Morro Bay this weekend on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Admission and parking are free. It'll feature over 100 artists alongside food and drink, entertainment on the Midway and Playground stages, and a kids zone. Art in the Park will be held at the Morro Bay Park, 734 Harbor Street. The Cambria Lions Club will be holding its Pine Dorado celebration from Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th. The Pine Dorado grounds at 950 Main Street will be open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, with the parade on Saturday kicking things off at 9:30 a.m. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about upcoming free chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup of tree and brush trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete a registration online no later than September 7th. Registration can be done at chipperday.org/slowFSC. Removing overgrown trees, brush, and other combustible vegetation can help reduce wildfire fuels and make homes and properties more resilient to wildfire. Plaskett fire containment grows to 20%. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber Fire in Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett Fire's containment. Yesterday morning, containment was at 1% with over 29,000 acres. That has jumped to 19% as of this morning. Meanwhile, the Timber Fire, which ignited on August 8th, has burned through 25,000 acres and is at 23% containment. CAL FIRE cites steep, rugged terrain as a challenging factor in containing the two fires. Earlier this week, a segment of Highway 1's closure was lifted. The northern closure from Post Mile 56, just south of Little Sur, to Post Mile 45, just south of Big Sur Post Office, will be opened. The southern closure supporting the Plaskett Fire's emergency response remains in place at the San Luis Obispo-Monterey County line. The Slo County Air Pollution Control District cites better air quality, with the exception of Cambria this weekend, as smoke moves into the Pacific Ocean. However, as it drifts down the coast and inland, periods of increasing smoke should be expected in Cambria, Cayucas, and Morro Bay. The Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding its fourth annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb starting at 9 a.m. on September 11th. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the same as the World Trade Center, to honor those whose lives were lost that day. Anyone is welcome to participate in the stair climb, not just first responders.
Part of our mission statement at Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services is interactive community engagement. So we're always looking for opportunities to engage with our community. And, this is a prime example of that. And so we open it to community members. We open it to all first responders, anyone that wants to come out and either climb or just be there to support. We welcome everyone in our community and beyond.
That's Dustin Virgil, one of the main organizers for the event. Sponsorship and donation opportunities are still available. That'll go to the Elisa and Rook Burn Foundation's Champ Camp.
It's an annual summer camp for child burn survivors. And so the proceeds from this event go back into, the youth and the fire service. And that just, is really what this is about. It's about serving others and service before self. And, we just feel fortunate that we're in a position to do that and to reach out to our community and reach out to some of our partners and to just continue to expand that awareness.
Signups for the event are encouraged but not required. All are welcome to show up at the Paso Robles Event Center, 8 a.m. September 11th. More information can be found at Paso Fire and Emergency Services Facebook page. A GoFundMe has been launched for Cynthia Railsback, the woman who was injured in a DUI crash on Wednesday, August 26th, losing both her boyfriend and an unborn baby. Christina's GoFundMe page says she was driving southbound down the Cuesta Grade when a vehicle traveling northbound crossed into the lane and hit her head-on. She was 28 weeks pregnant, and both her unborn baby and boyfriend were in the passenger seat, died from the incident. She says she is struggling with the weight of hospital bills, child care for her two other children, and many other unexpected expenses. The GoFundMe has already reached its goal of $25,000, but any are still welcome to donate. Her boyfriend, 55-year-old Cesar Roy, was the owner of Gordon's Good Games in Atascadero. Nearby businesses expressed their grief at the loss of Cesar, with memorial flowers being delivered outside the business. Right now, it is closed until further notice, and a celebration of life for Cesar is being planned. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Athletics over the Mariners 7-4, Pirates beat the Giants 5-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Nationals, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mets, the Angels will face the Pirates. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats will host St. Joseph, Atascadero will take on Morro Bay, the Eagles will host Coalinga, Mission Prep travels to Bishop Union. In California news, a customer at an In-N-Out in Lake Elsinore fended off another customer earlier this week in a viral video online. 20-year-old Luke Opperman was waiting in the drive-thru lane when he suddenly heard yelling from inside the restaurant. He saw a woman swinging a large stick with a sharpened end at staff. Opperman jumped through the drive-thru window, fending off the woman, and managed to seize the weapon with no one injured. Police eventually took the woman into custody. A group of hikers were rescued on Mount Shasta on Monday during a 12-hour trip that used Google's artificial intelligence Gemini to plan it. The men departed at 3 a.m. on Sunday and summited at 7 p.m., far past the recommended turnaround time of 12 p.m. They became lost and one sustained a knee injury. The next morning, they were rescued by U.S. Forest Service Rangers and Sheriff's Office volunteers. A California woman who previously served a decade in prison after the death of an estranged partner in 2003 has been sentenced to 36 years to life in prison. 54-year-old Yolanda Marodi was sentenced for stabbing her wife, Rebecca Marodi, to death in her home in San Diego. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Okay, so you've heard a lot about artificial intelligence and the impact it's going to have on agriculture. You're even ready to start using it. But where do you start? Jennifer Roths is the head of ag lending at West Monroe. She helps ag lending institutions leverage AI, but her advice on where to start is relevant to all of us.
You've got your lender who's right out in the market. They're either talking to their clients, right? They're on the operations, they're prospecting. That information about those operations still has to get to the office. It still has to get to a system. Back in the day, you might send an email, you might get a phone call, you know, call your colleague. You still have to do that knowledge transfer. AI, you can simply get back into your truck. You can talk into whatever that bot is. You can set it up, right? So that information gets synthesized, organized, and prompt for the next step down the road, down the cycle for lending. And that is a very simple but realistic use case. And I think our advice would be don't over-engineer that. Start with just the simple of we want to talk into the AI, the chat. We want it to have these key outcomes organized in like three categories.
Rose said this one small starting point in her experience adds way more efficiencies than people expect.
I'm Tim Canterbury, president of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado, I know how important it is to play an active role in developing policy that affects our land, water, and the way we do business. Join us in Copper Mountain, September 15th through the 17th. Learn more online at publiclandscouncil.org.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening September 15th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's 19er Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has approved new hazing options for ranchers living in counties with gray wolves present. State officials have scheduled training sessions throughout impacted areas that, once completed, will qualify ranchers to receive permits to use paint and inert power projectiles along with sustained pursuit to prevent wolves from attacking livestock. Last year, California confirmed 196 livestock killed by the predator. Many impacted livestock producers have long held that the non-injurious hazing options given to them to scare off wolves, including shining bright lights and making loud noises, are not effective. Sierra County Sheriff Mike Fisher described the new hazing options as more frustrating than encouraging because the range and impact of paint or powder projectiles make them useful in only very narrow circumstances. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's 19er Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s Monday through Thursday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 60 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow is under pressure, with investors speculating the Federal Reserve has reason to raise interest rates now that the August employment report was stronger than expected. President Trump is again calling on the Fed to lower interest rates. There were 162,000 new jobs created last month. That's more than triple expectations, and the unemployment rate held at 4.1%. Gold prices declined in the $4,400 range. If interest rates are higher, investors can switch to investing in treasuries. Tens of thousands more layoffs are coming at Volkswagen as it cuts back to deal with slowing demand for its cars, especially in China. VW's supervisory board has approved CEO Oliver Blum's restructuring package that brings the total number of jobs eliminated to 100,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Kenny and Darcia with Open Mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, then Diane with a couple hours of Wheelin' and Dealin' on the Country Store. Shifting Gears, Gearhead Radio with Jimmy and Gary Brill. He will be in with the Jukebox Saturday night, and in the spotlight will be Songs About Labor, working songs for 3 hours, and then the Jukebox plays all by itself from 10 till midnight.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It was a difficult time for women of the Old West who were on their own. Some prospered, others lived a tragic life. The story coming up is about a woman who did both. Simone Jules was a young French girl who arrived in Northern California at the height of the gold rush. For about 4 years, she worked at the roulette tables in San Francisco's Bella Union. Accumulating enough money to open her own place, she headed up to Nevada City, California, changing her name to Eleanor Dumont and opening the Dumont Palace Gambling Saloon. After a falling out with a male partner who was getting a piece of both the gambling action and Simone, she turned to drink and started moving around the mining camps in Nevada. When Simone was in her late 20s, the hair on her upper lip began to grow rather dark. One evening, a drunken miner called her Madame Mustache, and it stuck. Madame Mustache sold all her gambling interests, and bought a cattle ranch near Carson City, Nevada. Now in her early 40s, Madame Mustache was ready to settle down. But along came a con man named Crothers. Crothers proceeded to romance Madame Mustache, marry her, have all her assets put in his name, sell the assets, and bug out faster than I was able to say it. But don't worry, Crothers didn't get away scot-free. Madame Mustache caught up with him and evened the score with two blasts from a shotgun. With no money, Madame Mustache went back to the gambling tables. Now in her late 40s, with the hair on her face growing even darker, looking like a woman much older than her age, and her charm gone, on the evening of September 6, 1879, Madame Mustache took poison and died. Just another victim of the harsh life of the Old West. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about upcoming free chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup of tree and brush trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete registration online. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber fires in Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett fire's containment. Yesterday morning, it was at 1% and has since climbed to 19%. The County Air Pollution Control District cites better air quality this weekend, but as it drifts down the coast and inland, periods of increasing smoke should be expected in Cambria, Cayucos, and Morro Bay. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The judge in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial heard arguments from lawyers today regarding a juror who appears to be the lone holdout preventing a verdict, but decided against holding a full inquiry and said the deliberations would continue.
You must follow the law as I give it to you, whether you agree with it or not.
Clancy's attorney wanted the juror dismissed, but the prosecution argued there was no indication of impartiality or bias. Diesel prices jumped to a record high today, $5.85 per gallon, as the war with Iran restricts the energy supply worldwide. Vice President J.D. Vance says,
"The Iranians are going to shoot at ships like crazy people, and we're going to do what we have to do in order to ensure that their efforts don't lead to a worldwide energy crisis."
Now, AAA's national average for regular gas is $4.14, higher than any Labor Day weekend ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Back to school means it's time for a little you time at Spa El Agreto in Paso Robles. This September, spa days are better with a friend. Go in Tuesdays or Thursdays and get 50% off the second treatment. Unwind in a tranquil, Tuscan-inspired setting at El Agreto Vineyard Resort. Just the two of you. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AlegretoVineyardResort.com and mention code SPADAY to book.
El Nino is coming. Is your home prepared?
When heavy rains and storms hit, water damage can happen fast. And when fire, smoke, flood, or mold damages your home, make your first call. Central Coast Casualty Restoration. For over 35 years, they've proudly served the Central Coast as a full-service restoration company and licensed and insured general contractor. No job is too small. Let Central Coast Casualty help with those pesky honeydews. They're here to help you with those needed home repairs. They specialize in kitchen, bathroom, and exterior remodels. Thinking about filing an insurance claim? Before you file, call them first. They offer a no-obligation assessment, work with all major insurance companies, and can help get you headed in the right direction. Be prepared this El Nino season. Call 805-466-5419 or visit cccrinc.com. Central Coast Casualty Restoration. Restoration. Remodeling. Done right.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, upper 70s, mostly clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. And for you Saturday and Sunday, sunny. Highs should be in the low 80s and will warm up a little bit on your Labor Day. 90 also on Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday and Friday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down. 6:38 a.m., 7:27 p.m. We are at 60 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Again, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Open Mic Friday. Kenny and Darsha here on The Right Choice. Okay, we're set ready for freedom of speech. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. And freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there 24-7. 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition on The Right Choice.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck white socks and
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
And that would be the blue ribbon beer that's in the news. The guy said to return it, no questions asked. Chris.
Yes.
What do you think the most common first job is in the United States of America?
Probably a cashier.
Boom, you got it. Yep, over first job over 16. Here's a question, though. If this is your first job, how much experience do you have with money?
I guess technically none.
So on the outside, does that seem to make sense that you're giving somebody a job that has to do with money that in most cases has no experience with money?
Well,
because that was your first, wasn't it?
No. It was a sales associate, although I did have to hop on a cash register every once in a while. I mean, I can confidently say that, well, I hope most people know how money works, you know, all the dollars, cents, and different coins by the time they graduate high school. And really, I'd say that's the only bit of experience that you need to know is know what a penny is, what a nickel is, what a dime is, and what a quarter is, because everything else is easily taught.
Okay, so now, over the years, and I will bail myself out of this here in a second, we've had numerous people, and even I've experienced, that would say they would go in and they would give somebody, you know, whatever the change, and they say, well, here's a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that people, a lot of people didn't know how to do that because they had no experience, they didn't know what it is. But on the other side, today, you really don't need to worry about that as much because the, well, maybe with the coin thing, but as far as the change, counting back the change, because the machines do it for you.
They do tell you how much change to give, but it also goes back to my point. It's like, okay, how do you make 37 cents out of coins in the most effective way? If you don't know what the coins are, then you can't.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I was surprised by the cashier is the most common first job, then waiter or waitress. That is on the list, as well as retail salesperson.
There we go. That's what I was, basically.
Okay. Customer service representative, frequently in remote or online. This is younger. And again, this is not a surprise at all. Cook or food service workers. We had water boy or dishwasher boy last hour. That was his first job as that. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
My first job was kind of a waitress at Colonial Donuts on Lake Shore Avenue in Oakland.
Kind of a waitress?
Well, because I was, you know, working at a donut shop, so I served donuts and coffee. But the cool thing about it was like the easiest waitress type of job that you could have, and people would leave dollar tips. And this is back in the 80s, like early 80s. So a dollar meant something to a high school kid.
So did you like it?
I loved it. And I got free donuts anytime I went in. So if my friends and I were out partying on the weekend, we could just like stop at Colonial Donuts and they'd give us like free dozen donuts.
So that would be at the end of the night, so you'd get almost stale donuts.
No, it was right when they were making the fresh ones for the next day.
Oh.
They were hot. They were awesome. I had so many friends at that time because I had donuts at the end of the night.
the donut babe.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. How long did you work there?
I think a year. It was my senior year. I remember when I was 16, the summer of being 16, my dad said to me, "Hey, shouldn't you get a job?" I'm like, "Oh, I guess so." And so then I went and applied and got the job right away.
All right. So it wasn't begrudgingly or anything like that. Well, that's good that you had a good experience on your first job.
Yeah, it was. And the tips were really nice because, you know, you had an extra, I know, it was like $6 or something at the end of a shift. But again, to a high school kid in 1981, 82, that was good extra cash.
Yeah, back then you could almost, you know, go to a movie and maybe buy a soda and some candy for almost that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Well, as they say, it's why they call them in some cases the good old days. But
right.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So this donut shop was open 24/7?
It was. I, of course, didn't work late. I don't remember what the law was then. I think I worked on Saturdays and then some afternoons. It wasn't a whole lot of time that I worked, but enough. I don't remember what the salary was at all, the hourly rate.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably most of us don't do that. But so you, I'm assuming you went away to school, and that's when it ended.
Yes. Yeah. I went away to Cal Lutheran and then transferred to Fresno State. And then my first job after college was at the radio station US 98 in San Luis Obispo.
US 98 with Carol.
Yes, Carol, now Tangeman, but it was Carol Meyer.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, so then, let me see, Mike Parks was there then.
Mike Parks was there.
Tom Greiten.
Yeah, wow, Tom, all of those names.
Tom Greiten, John Osmond was probably there.
Well, and Jeanette Trumpeter actually was there. We worked together. We were besties before she went on to KSBY.
Yeah, and also think, was Mike Wright there?
That was the Mike, yes. Mike Wright was there.
Okay. All right, well, yeah. You know where they all got their start, don't you?
I do.
At the mighty Blowtorch.
Yes.
KPRL, yes, indeed. All right, I got another call, but thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. Hey, a little nostalgia here for you. My first job in the late 60s was at Wong's Hong Kong Cafe on Spring Street. I got paid 95 cents an hour and all the free Chinese food I could eat as the busboy.
How long did you last?
Oh, I worked for him, Mr. Wong, probably for about 8 or 9 months. Probably 8 or 9 months, things like that. But, you know, Mr. Wong put 4 of his kids through college from that restaurant, and all 4 of them became lawyers or doctors.
How about that? That's pretty neat. So, since you were there that long, you must have liked it.
He was a very fair boss, and I like Chinese food. You know, it's hard to find those old type of Chinese restaurants now that make good egg foo young and things like that. He really made good Chinese food, and it was a good family. I enjoyed working for him.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, hey, thanks for sharing that, too.
Have a good day, Mike.
All right, bye. Well, you have free food. Let's see here on the text. My first job was working at the fairgrounds for a gentleman named, Waldo Carminetti. And he had high expectation. This was in the late 70s, early 80s. I don't think they had juvenile labor laws then. If they did, he didn't follow them. Well, it's state, so I'm sure they had some kind, and Waldo would have followed them. But, yeah, no, Waldo Carminetti. His house, the house is still up there on Creston Road. It was just redone a couple of years ago, but it's, you know where that lot is, right down from the Woodland Plaza. Is it the Woodland Plaza? Yeah, the Woodland Plaza there. There's a space, but his house, again, it's really redone. That's where him... and his wife, and I think his daughter, because I had her on Sound Off a couple of years ago. They live there. Yeah, Waldo, he was at the fair forever. So there you go. And the rules. Well, you know what? The thing with the rules is, again, states are different, because I know I didn't, I've said this. I was an illegal lifeguard. I got my license when I was 14, which I was a lifeguard at the pool, the building where my brother and sister were a lifeguard. And the guy, Tony Mazza, he was in charge of the lifeguards. He was a lifeguard himself, but his full-time job, he was a fireman in Harlem. And he would hire, most of the time, kids that lived in the building. And so he came to me and Alan, my next door neighbor, said, look, if you two, he used to call us names. He used to say, if you two retads can somehow get your Red Cross license, I'll give you the job for the summer. You guys can be lifeguards. Well, my brother worked at the YMCA in Yonkers, and he got me in, Alan and I, into the class when we were 14. You're supposed to be 16, I think. And we passed, got our cards, and I don't know how that, you know, the paperwork and stuff worked. But anyway, so they would have been violating labor laws. And if you think about that now, if something were to have happened at the pool, boy, what kind of trouble? Maybe not Tony, because the owners of the apartment, because there were four apartment buildings, kind of, and the pool was in the middle. Would they have gotten in? But they trusted Tony, so then obviously nothing happened. So, and it was good money for a 14-year-old kid. However, I got to tell you, being a lifeguard's pretty boring. It was so boring. I did it for 6 summers. And the reason, well, again, it was a job and so forth, not much effort. But because every guy that I worked for, including Tony and then the YMCA in Louisville, they scheduled me around my schedule for playing sports. So that's, it worked out very well for me, and I was very fortunate. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, talking about Waldo Carminetti, he pretty much ran the crew at the fairgrounds. And my neighbor across the street was Mosey Volpe. And I was talking to Mosey, and he worked for Waldo. And he told me the only reason why Waldo kept him on was because he was the only one that old enough to remember how to drive the old water truck.
That's funny.
Yeah, Mosey was pretty funny. Anyway, that's all.
You know what, though? I can still remember, though, driving by the fairgrounds at different times, not even during, and Waldo was there a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and remember the stonemason? He did all that Adelaide stone.
No, I don't.
And he did a bunch of stuff at Madonna Inn, too. I can't remember. Anyway.
Okay.
I better hang up.
All right. Thanks for your call. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can text, of course, as well with that on the first job. The worst jobs I had, again, these were small because, when everybody has, you know, if you have after-school stuff going on, it's not impossible, but it does kind of limit. I hated the fast food stuff. Absolutely hated it. Although this one place was called Boston Fish Market. I had a blast working there. We had the head chef was a... He was a Looney Tune. He was a nice guy, but he was a Looney Tune. So I had to prep. I was a prep at this place. I'd prepare like dipping stuff in, and I forget exactly, but we and he had a drinking problem, but he was always at work and stuff like that. I guess you can say it wasn't a drinking problem. He was a functional alcoholic. And every once in a while, we'd have fights with oysters. We'd be throwing oysters at each other. This guy was probably in his 40s. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Is this KPRL?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I wanted to call. I just heard the fellow on the radio talking about Wilma. She's my great-grandma. And I just want to say it's good to still hear stories about her floating around.
Okay, and she was at the fairgrounds?
Pardon?
She worked at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, she did. She used to live out on Hollyhock Lane after her and Waldo got the divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say it's good to hear stories about her floating around still.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Glad we could put a smile on your face.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have a great morning. God bless.
Thanks, you too. Bye. All right, there you go. All right, we're living. Names pop up from time to time and so forth. So now some of the, I'm trying to think. My dad set pins. Chris, do you know what that is?
No.
Bowling pins.
Hmm.
Because obviously they didn't have the automation. So he would set pins. And he said that helped develop his forearms. And particularly on Friday and Saturday nights, he got really good tips. He said, I figured out at a very young, and I don't know how old he was. He's probably pretty darn young, but he figured out that, he hustled and he did this, and he said, yep. He goes, I got, I don't remember, and, for the days, because I probably would have been in the 1940s or something. He said he made good money. So he liked doing it. And my brother was a caddy. He caddied a lot. And again, he figured out on weekends and holidays, again, we're talking about a 14, 15-year-old kid getting up early, not at, 9 or 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock or something like that. He'd get up early on those days because he said the doctors and the lawyers and the professionals, they like to get in a couple of rounds of golf before they went to work. And he said they also were pretty good tippers. And it just, you kind of figure things out. Stonemason at the fair was Ellis Castile. His daughter was Sue that married Terry Minch. Oh, okay. All right. Sue passed away a couple of years ago, and Terry is, matter of fact, I saw Terry out at the Memorial Day ceremonies at the cemetery. He was helping park cars. He's been doing that for a few years. That's cool. And Terry still lives up there on the hill, I think. Stonemason who did the work was Ellis Castile from Willow Creek. Okay. That's such beautiful work, too. That's really cool. Thanks for the help on that. I love that, the history and so forth. And really, when you look back, it wasn't that long ago. All right, let's see what happened on this day in history. You folks may remember this, and it was quite the inspiration for a lot of kids, even if they weren't athletic, around the United States back in 1993. Jim Abbott, remember he pitched for the California Angels, he came up. Despite missing his right hand, he pitched a no-hitter, but he did it for the New York Yankees, and that was on this day in 1993. I've seen interviews with him regarding, and he was, after a time, he handled it, but he was tired of the questions about missing the arm. But when he realized that he was an inspiration for many young people across the country, he said it changed his attitude and he was more receptive of being interviewed about his so-called handicap. And it was a very emotional interview. And I thought, you know what, man, that's a good guy right there. Because he was in the spotlight probably by the time he was 16 or 17 years old. Think about that. So the same questions over and over probably after time would get to you. But he regrouped and recovered. And again, he's helped out a lot of kids. So that's pretty cool. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? We don't have time for it, unfortunately, to get into a couple of things regarding Typhoid Mary and Peter Rabbit being created in this day in 1893. But we shall regroup on Tuesday.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber fires in Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett fire's containment. Yesterday morning, it was at 1% and has since climbed to 19%. Passerville's Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Passerville's Event Center starting at 9 a.m. September 11th. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories to honor those whose lives were lost that day. All are welcome to attend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny and Darcia, open mic Friday. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Then
Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in with Shifting Gears, Gearhead Radio, Gary Brill, the Jukebox. Working Songs. Working Songs this weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We're back Tuesday. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.